The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, February 18, 1979 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa! And hello again, friends. I'm Rita Rochelle, and so glad you're joining me today for Music Time in Africa. Each week, my colleague Leo Sarkisian and I select recordings of authentic, traditional, and popular music featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. Today, the music will be from the Republic of Ivory Coast. And at the end of the program, before signing off, I'll try to say hello to as many of you who have written to us as time permits. But right now, stay with me for Music Time in Africa. The Republic of Ivory Coast in West Africa has about 5 million people, and Abidjan, the modern industrial capital city, has a population of over 500,000. There are more than 60 languages and dialects spoken in the Ivory Coast, and some of the important ethnic groups are the Sanufo, Baole, Dan, Goro, Bobo, Lobi, Mande, Krumen, Jimini, Taguna, and Duwa. The Ivory Coast is rich in its cultural and artistic traditions, especially in the variety of musical instruments, percussive instruments, and the rhythmic, ceremonial, and ritual dances. Our program today will be the music of the Baole, who number about 1 million and live in the heart of the country in the deep forests and savanna regions. I'm going to begin with a selection that was recorded in the village of Brikro in the eastern part of Baole country. The scene is the open place in the center of the village where a group of more than 30 singers, musicians, and dancers have gathered and formed a large circle. While the dancers perform their dance routine on their knees in a crouched position, musicians playing large gourd rattles spin their instruments in the air at the same time. Adding to the excitement of the whole affair are the sounds of an antelope horn.
Thank you.
Among the Baole, there are itinerant musicians, both professional and semi-professional, who travel about the countryside singing their praise songs to the accompaniment of a harp. According to tradition, the most famous of these itinerant musicians are said to be in contact with the spirits. This recording is by an itinerant blind musician who claims that soon after he lost his sight, the spirits advised him to learn how to play the harp, and that since then he has been under the protection of the spirits. And now from the village of Povebo in the heart of Baole country, a group of men and women perform a dance known as panda. While dancing, the women clap their hands and the men beat sticks together in accompaniment to three drums, iron bells, calabash rattles, and a pair of large talking drums propped up on a wooden stand. The musician playing the talking drum adds a short musical phrase at the end of the song, bringing the dance to a close. Thank you. was the panda dance of the Baolé in Ivory Coast. The singing was in the typical call and response style, with the choral group entering at the end of each musical phrase sung three times by the women and alternating with the male vocalists. Another exciting performance of the Baolé is the traditional dance of the elephant mask, a custom which goes back to ancient times. The high quality of Baolé art has become world famous since collectors and many museums have acquired Baolé masks. A mask representing an elephant is worn by a dancer who enters a circle of men and women. As he begins to dance, metal bells attached to his ankles jingle rhythmically to the beats of the accompanying drums, and the entire group of men and women begin to sing and play stick rattles. Here now is the music for the dance of the elephant mask of the Baolé. Customs, tradition, and cultural activities have been changing, just as the lifestyles and social activities of peoples all over the world have been changing. Cultural changes in music and dance become evident when special dances and songs that were strictly used for ceremonial and ritual practices in the old days are now performed on any festive occasion for entertainment purposes only. The Congassa music and dances of the Baole were originally linked with secret initiation rituals, but today they are performed just to have a lot of fun. This recording was made in the Baole village of Kongo Nosu, where a huge group of singers, musicians, and dancers were having a good time doing the Congassa. The highlight of the whole performance was a dancer brandishing a flaming torch, symbolizing the bright, shining sun. Another musical instrument used by the Baole musicians is the famous musical bow, similar to those found throughout most of sub-Sahara Africa. In most West African countries, musical bows are just simple curved sticks with one string made of vegetable fiber. The player places the string between his lips and strikes it with a thin piece of stick held in his right hand. The left hand presses a short piece of wood against the string to change the tone and control the vibrations of the string. The Baole call the musical bow Godie.
Yakuro.
No.
Today's program featured the music of the Baolé people in the Republic of Ivory Coast. Hope you liked the recordings. I'll be back next week at this same time again and hope you'll join me then. But right now, it's time to say hello to some of our dear friends who've written. Hello to Peter Isaguzo of Aba Imu State, Nigeria, Steve Roxon of St. Martin's in Nsawam, Ghana, G.C. Anelli of Orlu in Imu State. That was nice of you to write again, G.C. Thanks. And to Nkem Chiedo of Afikpo, Imu State, Nigeria. Thank you for being a regular listener, and we're happy that you like the photos of Leo and me. We're also glad to know that you do like African traditional music as well as popular. Write again. To Daniel Kagya of Kumasi, Ghana. It was nice hearing from you too, Daniel, and glad that you enjoy all our programs. Looking forward to hearing from you again. And to our dear friend Onu Onwe, thank you for the NigerSim newsletter. It was very nice, a great publication, and both Leo and I have enjoyed reading it. Our very best to you and to all your co-workers there in the company. Very quick hellos to Emmanuel Tiahela of Magumu, Serengeti, Tanzania, Ojike Chikezi of the University of Benin in Benin City, to Mohammed Mainama of Madaguri, Nigeria, and to Zacchaeus Apa of Shindam, Nigeria. You've been writing again, and thank you. If you'd like to write, our address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now and inviting you to stay tuned in for the news on the Africana program, which follows immediately on the same frequencies and meter bands. And from our music man, Leo Sarkisian, and me, our very best wishes that you all have a nice week.